This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Born October 30th in Manhattan, New York, our next guest is one of the most beloved people we have ever had on this show. From his iconic work on the series Happy Days to movies such as Night Shift and The Waterboy, his Emmy Award-winning work on the HBO series Barry, as well as his career as an award-winning children's book author. He told his story in his book, Being Henry. He recently released a new children's book, Detective Duck, The Search for the Missing Tadpole. And you can see him streaming online in Episode 7 of the new season of the Hulu series American Horror Stories. Please welcome Hollywood icon and longtime friend of the show, Henry Winkler.
Mr. Henry Winkler, good morning.
Oh my goodness, what an intro. You've changed it up.
Well, listen,
I was going to say,
yes, sir.
We should change it up because, you know, it sounded the same for the last 15, 17 years, I thought, we should say Henry Winkler, born in Manhattan, loves porpoises, but spends more time with his grandchildren. You know, I don't know, but
loves a good
anything.
Turkey sandwich.
Well, I do love porpoises, and I do spend time with my grandchildren, so those are both true.
Listen, you, there's so much to talk about. If we really did put everything you're doing, from A Night with Henry to the book to your new book with Detective Duck and with a new movie you've got, we're going to talk about with Odenkirk. And, I mean, if we honestly, the intro would be an hour long. You haven't slowed down at all.
You know what? It's absolutely true. And we should spend more time together.
We should. We really should. How are you, my friend?
I'm so happy to be right here with you guys.
I saw the email that you sent me this weekend, and I was so happy because I know we'd been waiting to find when our times would link up. And he sent me this beautiful email, said, I can't wait to chat. I was like, yes, excellent, man.
Well, you know why? I have to say, honestly, my son, my youngest son, Max, the director, he said, you know, the universe is giving you a lot, and you have got to take it. Do not sit down and stay home.
That's right. That's right. I believe with all my heart.
And the universe has been so unbelievably generous to me.
Oh, American Horror Stories. Let's talk about Max and
okay, Max. Let's talk about that.
It's a very uncomfortable character. You knock it out of the park, but even I'm like, Jesus Christ,
Thank
Henry.
You.
I'm like, Henry, enough. This is too much.
But here's the great story. Max is at USC Film School. He has a good friend, Matt Spicer. Matt Spicer comes from a small town somewhere and doesn't have a lot of money. So he spends most of his time in our house for his entire school career, eating us out of house and home.
Right.
Now the boys go out and start forging a career. They are both directors. Max says, okay, now he's running American Horror Stories with his good friend Alexis. And he says, Dad, I've got a part for you now. It will be during the coldest part of February 2024. And there are scenes at night outside. But hey, it's a part, Dad. I hate the cold. I go to New Jersey I play this doctor. He is a real dastardly guy. It is directed by Matt Spicer, who has eaten me out of house and home. I am now working for these two guys. I ask for a cup of coffee on the set. They bring me a paper cup of coffee. The crew writes on it, Daddy Winkler. And my heart flies out of my body.
That's great. Dude, it's so good. So Grindhouse. I mean, they really did a great job with all of it. The poor woman, I think it was Ann Taylor, that plays the monster lady who's frozen in time with her mouth wide open. Super creepy. Like, I'm watching that thinking, how did they get her mouth open like that the whole time? Like, there had to be...
You know, she did that.
Oh,
when I had the fight with her, when she comes through the grate in the wall.
Yeah.
She was an actress stunt lady. And I want to say, I'm standing now because I'm bragging. I did a lot of that fight myself.
Very good. Very good. Listen, it wasn't easy watching you get stabbed in the face either.
That wasn't easy being stabbed in the face. I'm still suffering the trauma of being stabbed in the face.
It was, I'm literally talking, I'm sitting there with Sassy Von Fansbench, we're watching it, and I'm like, you can't kill him by stabbing him in the face, so he's going to come back. I'm like, you understand, like, he has to still. So we're debating everything that's happening with Ward X and this, you know, the Spring Heel program and everything. It really is. It's for something that only goes 40 minutes, 38 minutes, it really is a complete work. It's super good, man.
Thank you. Thank you. And black and white.
Yeah.
You know, Matt wanted to shoot it in black and white, and I think he did a beautiful job.
Wonderful creep.
Yeah. That's a whole other set of skills in lighting.
That's right, because
when you do black and white,
colors appear different shades and different things, right?
But yeah, absolutely. And what is so interesting is that when I did Scream all those many years ago, and when I got stabbed in the face, excuse me, both directors said the same thing to me. Do you think you could scream a little louder? And I thought, oh, look at that. There is such a parallel in my career.
Right? Right? You will,
yeah.
No, very much. I was just thinking, as you were saying that, thinking, how great is it that your son and you are still working together, and then also the new podcast with Zoe?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it is an amazing thing. Zoe and Stacy are filled with personality. Zoe is my daughter. She is the son of three boys. Stacy, my wife. And they're doing a podcast together, What in the Winklers?
And it is spicy.
And spicy. They're you should see them in life. the podcast is edited, but it's really amazing. To see your children just grow up and be these wonderful adults who have an idea and then execute it.
Mm-hmm. It's the best.
You're very.
And it's
very
going
proud.
So wonderful. It really is. And how proud they are of you. So let me just say, take you back real quick. So earlier in the show, we were speaking with Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. And he immediately finds out we have you
wait
on the
minute,
show.
Wait a minute. Today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, my God. Now that's the universe.
Right? Right. And he goes, please don't forget to tell him hello and how much I love him.
Well, okay, so Gary Marshall, rest his soul, my mentor, one of the great men on the earth ever, decides he's going to write a musical of his very successful show, Happy Days. This will be an annuity for his grandchildren. And Joey McIntyre is the very first Fonz in the musical. And they bring me in to teach him just the essence of being the Fonz. I cannot tell him how to be because he's an actor and he will do it his way. But I give him tips And that is my connection to Joey, who then went on to be wonderful.
Yeah. No. Incredible. And another one of those guys who walks through every door. At, you know, we spoke about that, the huge, just the genuine culture shift of New Kids on the Block. And then it falling down. And then you just, again, to use your words, stay at the table long enough, the cards will come to you.
I promise you that is not just hyperbole. If you know what you want. See, I had coffee, so I not only have a frog, I've got the entire nest in my throat.
I, too, have that. I suffer from that all the time, Henry.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so if you stay at the table and you know what you want and you've got courage, you can end up where it is you dreamt of being.
That's right.
I did. And I'm shorter than you are.
But you've done it time and time again. You've stayed at the table. And then these
You know what? I'm telling you, when you have a need, you know, you reinvent yourself because you don't want to, like, blow up and splatter against the wall.
Right.
You know, so then you keep looking. You're Mercury, and you're looking for the smallest hole in the wall to get over it because it's too high to jump, so you go through it.
That's it. And the parallel between you and Joey McIntyre, and you think about New Kids on the Block and the cultural and you know, to really think about how big that was and how hard it can fall off when it is over. It's very similar to when you come on a show like Happy Days and you change the very landscape of television. And then when that show ends, who am I going to be now? Because I'm an actor.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, Johnny, when it ended, I literally, not with a big head. But I saw, okay, the character is so big all over the world. I am going to beat typecasting. And typecasting beat me to a pulp.
It's tough.
I'm telling you, I couldn't get hired. And I had a family. I had to figure out what to do. I rummaged around. My lawyer at the time, Skip Brittenham III, said, I'm going to start a production company for you. I said, I can't do that. He said, you'll learn. I had partners. We finally found the first show we sold was MacGyver.
We had Tim Matheson on last week.
Oh, he wrote a book.
Yes, yes. It's a very good book, too.
It's a very good book, of course.
I don't read, so I've
read the cover.
But he turned you down. He said, he goes, he knew it was good, it was well written, but he thought he sounded silly at the time, and he just regrets. Obviously, you know, I'm sure Dean now thinks, thank you so much, Tim, for letting it go. But he passed up what an incredible show that was. People still reference pop culture MacGyvering. I still refer to fixing stuff as being MacGyvered.
That's right. You MacGyvered it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was something. And Richard Dean Anderson was just perfection.
Sure. Oh, I had to go to him. Same. You passed on Grease because you didn't want to be typecast. But ultimately, Travolta, that's, I think, who was supposed to play it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? It is true. If something doesn't come your way, you know, you get you're sad. Now, in that one, I completely turned it down.
Right.
And then as I turned around in the rearview mirror, I see John Travolta buying a plane.
Right.
And I'm thinking, wow, maybe I should have turned around. Maybe I should have stopped the car.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So it is amazing the lives you've touched. And if you're just joining the show, the great Henry Winkler. And by the way, his book, Being Henry, The Fonz and Beyond, goes through so many of these stories. But these are the different parts that now I've connected because of reading the book. I'm watching television the other day, and I see you on the Stallones and this new reality show that he's got with his daughters. And all of a sudden it cuts to him saying goodbye to Los Angeles. They're moving to Florida.
Yes.
Eating pizza.
I just texted him last night because I love the Tulsa Kings.
It's really good. Tulsa King is
and
really good.
He is a...
Oh, did I lose? He's gone.
Maybe hit the button? No?
It wasn't me. I wasn't touching anything, so... I think Henry must have touched it on accident because he's gone off the system. He's talking about Tulsa King, if you guys haven't seen it, with Sylvester Stallone as a mob guy who gets pushed into Tulsa. Have you watched that at all?
A little bit with Mike because he loves it.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's very, very good. But so I'm watching it, and sure enough, as it pans away, sorry about that, Henry. I didn't mean to hang up on you.
No, you didn't. It's okay because my family does that all the time.
So Tulsa King.
No, but anyway, Stallone, I adore this man. And, you know, he looks like, well, you know, he talks like that. And he is a philosopher. Look at what that man created in terms of movies, three or four entire series of films.
Yes, yes.
I mean, now a television show.
No.
And I will tell you, out of school, he said to me last year, he said, you know, I think I'm going to step away and let, you know, it's really hard to do a show. And I said, you cannot step away, Sly. You are the hot glue that keeps that show together. And then he did second season and he wrote me back and he said, you know, I finally realized that how lucky am I that I get to do this. And it was such a wonderful revelation.
Isn't it? I mean, isn't it really? Like, because I think every guy, is any human being, as you move along through this world, when is it time? Can you still produce? Can you still be as good as you want? Can you give people what they're looking for? And some people give up. And you realize if you just stay at the table, if you just keep trying, you keep moving forward, you'll find the right vehicle, the right moment, the right people, whatever the situation is.
And, you know, it's scary, Johnny.
Sure.
It's scary. You don't know. I don't know what's coming next. I have meetings, but, you know, nothing from nothing is nothing, so there's nothing to talk about. But I meet writers. I have Zooms. I have them in person. I have to buy them lunch. you know, it's
you.
It's the whole thing, except that I demand we go to a restaurant I like.
Always, always. I think always, about that all the time. I'm like, listen, you. And by the way, your favorite sandwich, it is mine too. The after Thanksgiving,
it's coming next week.
That's right. That's right. Your favorite sandwich is on the way.
Wonder Johnny, bread, I might have to hang up just to get the bread ready.
And it has to be Wonder Bread. I feel the same way.
Absolutely, Wonder Bread. Lots of mayonnaise.
Yes.
That. Oh my God, the fresh, but not dry, but lovely turkey.
Yep.
And then you skillet up the stuffing, and then cranberry
butter.
Sauce out of the can. Don't give me a berry. I don't want to see a bowl of berries.
Yeah.
Out ocean spray. Yes. More mayonnaise. Push it down. Cut it in half, and then get very ill because you've eaten too many.
That's right. That's right. Listen, we'll jump into New York. You know, Sass and I will go for the parade. We always go for the Macy's parade and then make our rounds through Manhattan and Brooklyn and visit friends. And we eat Chinese on Thanksgiving Day, but we will find our turkey. And And it's, you know, it's been our tradition.
Do you have a favorite restaurant?
You know what? We tend to move and kind of eat on the fly. So we haven't really moved into, I do like Nona's in Little Italy. There's a tortellini soup there that I absolutely love. And I know it's very touristy, but I really, really love their soup.
You know
soup.
What? Listen, it, you know, that concept of it's touristy, I think is bogus. When you go someplace, you are a tourist.
Yes.
And you should live like a tourist.
I feel the same.
And
way.
You should do every single thing a tourist does because it's the first time for you.
That's right.
Or it's your favorite and you go back.
That's right.
That thing that there are several phrases that make me nuts. And one of them is, oh, I know it's touristy, but hey, you have a good time. You're somewhere. You do it.
See, I love that because that has always been my mentality of like, there's just things I like and I like them because I like them and it makes us happy. I like, it sounds crazy. I love riding the subway. I love heading over to Brooklyn.
I do too.
Yeah, I love it.
I do too. It is the only way. When I did the Broadway play in with Rest His Soul, John Ritter, and I'm very sorry that everybody didn't get a chance to meet him. I mean, like everybody, because this was a man touched by God, but I would take the subway from my hotel to the theater because otherwise you'll never get there.
Right.
New York is crowded.
Yes. Yeah, there's a little bar we go to. It's Jimmy's Corner. Jimmy was a world-class ringman in boxing, and he passed away in 2020. But we knew his wife and he would occasionally be in there. It's a little shotgun bar. It's maybe from the bar to the wall is 4 feet wide. It is over... off 48th, I believe. I can walk to it. I couldn't tell you exactly the street, but there's just places in New York. And I think of you a lot when I'm there because those were your, you know, was your town. This was where you started.
Oh, I'm telling you, when we get off the plane and we're driving across the bridge and you see the skyline, I'm telling you, my heart races. I get so excited about, oh, my God, going to a Broadway play, eating somewhere, buying a pair of shoes.
Oh, and listen, heading down, walking the shops down in Soho, heading over to record store day always happens on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So we'll go to all the record stores down in the village. Then, walk through the parade, hit all that, walk around, just enjoy the day. We may go to Central Park on Thanksgiving. And again, just friends that you've met along the way, people that you've met, like people that run record stores, people that work at certain bars. The greatest bartender I've ever known was at the Red Lion down in the village. He's gone now. He's moved back to Ireland. This old Irish guy, and he was the greatest master of ceremonies I've ever seen. The best bartender I've ever known. He could pull information out of people, connect people across the bar. You would be sitting speaking with strangers for 2 or 3 hours, just sipping a beer and meeting people. It was just, there's just, again, it's New York.
Yeah, and it the way you say it, it makes it sound like so much fun.
I love it. I love that city. And I think about all the great things.
I do too.
Well, the music that's come out of there, everything, Henry. And I know the work's in Los Angeles and the weather's in Los Angeles, but man, there's something about you the old CBGBs and going down through the Bowery and looking at the old, thinking about the punk rock and the music that came out. It's an incredible place, man. It was the melting pot.
And when you walk down where you like, you know, in the village like that, the history, because some of the streets are still cobblestone.
Yes.
And you can imagine the beginnings of New York, even though it is 2024. It's just great.
And again,
it's a great city.
Maybe
a friendly city.
I think so, too. I really believe it. And they're louder because I've had guys where they'll see me on my phone looking for something. I'll go, where are you trying to go? And I'll be like, oh, I'm cool. I'm going to get it. He goes, no, where are you trying to go? And they'll push. And you go, well, I'm trying to get here. And I'm like, yeah. And he'll give you, he'll go, hold on. I'm walking that way. Come with me. And I'm like, and they're like, get over here. So, it's genuinely happened a dozen times in all my years.
Yeah.
And the melting pot of it. And maybe I'm putting too
it's
much.
True, Eddie. You're absolutely right. Can I brag again?
Yes.
You brought up the my memoir, you know, Being Henry from the Fonz and Beyond. If the original book was too heavy to carry either in your purse or in your attaché case, it is now a a pocketbook. You know, it is a soft cover, and it's a bendable buddy.
It's a great
and
book.
And you can now, yes, it's smaller, and it's lighter, and it's still chock full of wonderfulness.
Listen,
but holy mackerel, the paperback is beautiful.
It's a story about triumph. I'm not kidding. I know Sass has given it to three friends. I've given it to multiple friends. Nikki was just talking, and we were talking about how much she wants other people to read it, not just because it is you, but because it's a story about, you know, how you grew up, where you came from, the things you overcame, how you handled it, and then how you've walked through this world and how you've worked, pushed, and sometimes been carried. It really is.
It's true.
It will work out for you. You got to believe. You just got to believe, and you got to be the best person you can be. And you got
to
work hard.
Yeah, but it has to start with you.
Yes.
But that's what I learned. You know, you can't depend on somebody else seeing how wonderful you are, how hard you're working. It really depends on you.
Every time.
Yeah.
The world is not fair, and you can count on that.
No, believe me. Oh, my goodness.
Before we let you go, I want to talk about, now you're doing theaters. You're doing a night with Henry, and I think that's amazing, man. I mean, you're selling out some really good 3,000-seaters, man.
You know what? It is lovely, and all I talk about is what did I learn along the way, and since we're all the same, no matter what, maybe something I lived through, discovered, my children, whatever it is, will connect with you. And at the moment, it seems to be working.
Because it's necessary. Because now more than ever, I will tell anybody. So the voting didn't go the way you wanted it, or it did go the way you wanted it. But at the end,
right,
the only way you can make a change in this world is, and it sounds trite, is to be the change you want to see. You got to be the kind person, the patient person.
Yeah, I didn't understand that for the longest time, but that is so true.
Yeah.
And look, the fact of the matter is, whether you wanted it or not, it's what is.
That's right.
The man is our president.
That's right.
This is our country. I love our country.
100%.
And so, you know, you do what you can to keep making it a wonderful place to be.
And you do it by example. You do it by what you're doing. That's what I'm telling you guys. This book, you don't have to be a super Henry Winkler fan. It makes you awful if you're not. But even just if you want to read a story about overcoming thing from a childhood, like, you know, nobody's childhood, or very few, were perfect. But you had a hard one, man. And from the outside, that's what I keep coming back to when I've reread your book, is it must have looked so different from the outside, from the in. But
well, let me tell you, it was so. I would leave my bedroom. I would walk into the living room. And then I would be attacked by my parents. And I had no idea why. And so I was in a total state of shutting down and confusion.
Yeah.
I'd go back in my room and I would listen to music. I would listen to Harry Belafonte. I would listen to opera. I would listen to Paul Anka. Whoever. And then I would calm myself down in order to leave my room again. And it's not even a joke. It's not even, oh, my God, it couldn't have been that bad. Hey, it was. I was in a total state of, where is the enemy?
Yeah.
Let me just crawl out of my room, slither down the hall, get out of the apartment, and make it to school.
Yeah, and then it got worse at school because you're dyslexic. Nobody
got worse at school.
Knew how to diagnose it, so it's super easy. You could have become the guy who never got out from underneath the dumb dog.
Yeah.
And
that is why we write books for children. Our 39th book for children came out.
Detective Doug.
And all of them, I just realized this, all of the... The frogs are back. No, all 39 are about a kid who is on the outside looking in, wanting to be over there. I want to be with the group. I don't want to be by myself. And so Detective Duck is out. Can I brag again?
Please.
Detective Duck and the paperback both got on the New York Times bestseller list in the same week. We had two books on the list of bestsellers in the same week. This is a kid who cannot read, who couldn't read, who failed everything.
It is amazing to me that you took it as far as you have. I mean, you think about the thing that you would hate the most, because it was the hardest thing in your life, is reading. Reading and writing, because of dyslexia. And it became such a prevalent part of your life, and it's a fight. Like, I feel like you do it to combat all of that you felt. Like, it's a way to beat all that negativity back.
Yeah, but who knew? I mean, I did it because, once again, couldn't get hired.
Yeah.
Really funny, very good actor, but he was the font. And I went to a friend. He said, write books for children. And I went, I can't do that because I'm dyslexic. He said, I'll introduce you to Lynn Oliver. And then we met Dan Santat, one of the greatest illustrators of all time. And here we have Detective Duck number 2, and 3 and 4 will come out.
That's incredible. I mean, I'm telling you, this never ends. And by the way, you're in a new, you have a movie coming up. I don't know how much we can talk about, but you got an Odenkirk movie.
Yes, I was invited to be in Bob Odenkirk's new movie. I went up to Winnipeg. We shot it there, and I'm telling you, I had the most wonderful time. Another guy who just is so talented. He writes, he produces, he stars, and then he is kind.
Yeah, yeah.
The set was amazing.
Now, isn't it crazy? You're still making new friends, still making new memories, having new adventures. And I believe that's why you've had such great longevity, not just in your career, but in your life. Like, I think you have to have purpose.
But you know what? Johnny, here it is. You are the same. You have the same drive. Sassy Pants has the same drive. And we're not alone. We're not that we're no more special than anybody else.
That's right.
It is just that, you know, it's like a football player when their legs keep moving and they pull like 17 men forward so they can make the first down.
Yes.
That's us. Our legs keep churning.
No, because you have to. You have to.
You have to. You have to. Otherwise, I'm telling you, you start disintegrating.
I couldn't agree more. I've sold that so hard to so many people. I'll tell you guys, the book, that's what you guys got to get. Being Henry, the Fonz and Beyond. There's so many lessons if you just stop and read it, and you'll enjoy it. There's so many walks through so many famous people's lives and movies you've seen and television shows you've watched. But the thread that goes through it is hope. It's about working hard, and you're right, about no matter how hard you got to push past that line. And
yeah, you got to keep churning. That's true.
Thought about you yesterday. We took our first loss.
Oh, my God, it was horrible. It was horrible. I literally sat in all black.
What do they call it, sit and shiver?
I did. I did. And, you know, you expect so much, and they are, of course, human beings.
Yep.
Playing the game.
That's right.
I could never play. If I saw a lineman coming across, coming at me, I would lie down and start crying. I would immediately just say, here, you want the ball? Please. All you had to do was ask.
And I know we're running a short time, but you keep leading me to these other questions I have that we, you know, every time we're together. When you were doing Waterboy, that was you ended up because something else had not worked with Adam, or something hadn't gone down with Adam, and he wanted you, and he had to talk you into it a little bit. Do I have that right?
You know what? Nikki.
That's right.
Little Nikki.
Little Nikki. That's what it was.
So I'm
right.
Sitting in my house. I'm not sitting. I'm lying. I'm lying down. It's 11:30 at night.
That's right.
I've just turned off the light. I get a phone call. Henry, you've got to do me a favor. Sammy Sosa didn't show up.
Yeah.
Who is Sammy Sosa? He's a baseball player. I don't care that he didn't show up. It's 11:30 at night. No, you've got to get in your car and come over here to the set. You've got to take his place.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, are you kidding? It's cold. It's the winter. It's freezing. It's 11:30. Get in your car. Okay, Adam. I drive to the park.
That's right.
And I get to the trailer, and they put me in a costume, and they film about 2 or 3 minutes. You mean I got out of bed? I drove here at 11:30 at night in the middle of the cold, and you're telling me that I'm only going to film for 2 or 3 minutes? No, you have to get into makeup now. 3.5 hours. Of making my face filled with bee stings. Now I come back. Henry Winkler, bee stung. And then that's how I got to be in Little Nicky.
Oh, so good.
The man has never called to say thank you.
I gotta tell you, Henry, it's a life well lived, and I think there's so much more to do, and I always look forward to finding out what's next with you. I'm from Detective Duck to the podcast to the Odenkirk new movie that's on the way out to what you did with Ward X, the episode on American Horror Stories. It's always interesting, and don't forget the paperback is out. And I hope to see you soon. I hope I don't know when you're gonna make it to Kansas City.
I do too. We always have great dinners.
Oh, by the way,
How about the last time we had dinner, talking about being a human? We had everybody. Don Most was there. Anson Williams was there.
Yep.
Fancy Pants was there.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Henry forgot to make the reservation from L.A. So we were standing there as a group, and it was very embarrassing.
I'll be honest. I've wondered since that day I was supposed to make that. I'm like, man, was I supposed to?
No. It was like, not you. It was me. Totally me.
I don't know if I even believe you now.
No. I
really don't.
Trust me. If it wasn't me, I would blame you from now till the end of time.
But
when we finally sat down, it was delicious.
Oh, dude. And then Don moved into Kansas City for 3 months.
Yeah, he did a play, right?
Yeah, well, I went to see the play. It was wonderful.
He's great.
Found
he's
it
great.
Time to have a dinner. And he's just a really nice guy, man. Just a wonderful cat. So, man, I got to tell you, there's so much. I could do this all morning long, brother. But I love you so much, so very much, Henry.
Me too. And I can't wait to see you and give my best and a big hug to you-know-who.
I will. Absolutely. I will see you very soon. Love to everybody.
Yeah, ditto.
All right, take care, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.